Can we just move Christmas to some time when it's sunny so that people like me aren't dealing with the 1-2 punch of it being cloudy and miserable out and the weight of the upcoming crappy holiday season? Can we do that? I could, one or the other, I could probably handle. It's already a mess. Yeah, a couple weeks ago I said I was gonna fight this. I can't. I can't fight it. It's too powerful. I can't fight it. Now, I already started getting kicked in the nuts from the holidays last week. You get my birthday right into Thanksgiving, right into Christmas, and then New Year's. It's just. And I used to love Christmas. And, you know what it's. Here's what it's like. It's like I am a 20-something waitress, and the holidays are my abusive alcoholic boyfriend that I keep defending. I know he still loves me. It used to be good once, and it'll be good again. And, yeah, I just keep going back and getting a black eye. I just can't bring myself to turn my back on it. I don't believe I can do better. Maybe I should start celebrating some other holidays that are in the summer. What is it? Rosh Hashanah? Is that? I don't even know what that means. I vaguely know it's a holiday. I don't know. It would be nice, you know, I think to myself, to be somebody who is capable of killing themselves. Just think about it. You know how miserable you've ever been at one point in your life. It must be, who the hell knows what's waiting for you on the other side? It's probably worse. Or maybe you're just worm food if you believe that. So, I mean, if that's the case, then what's the point? But I bet, like, for just a split second where you've decided that you're gonna kill yourself, up until the point you do it, I bet it's glorious. God, it's over. I'm free. And then, you hang yourself and your brain slows down the time it takes to die and it feels like you're choking for a million years. Or whatever. I don't believe in suicide. I'm not one of these, I don't look down on these people. I don't think it's cowardice or anything. I just don't see the point. And especially, I think I said this last year, once you reach the point where you don't care or you're in so much pain that you just want to end it, that's the time you should start living. If you're out there and you're ready to off yourself, just before you put the gun in your mouth, why don't you just spend the next 3 hours just being a complete asshole? Because you don't care anyway, you know what I'm saying? Psychiatrists say that depression is anger turned inward. So just before you do it, why don't you just, I mean, for me, just take all that depression and turn it outward again. Just be a complete dick. Just go to the store and just park across three handicapped spots, and then walk in there, just start eating food right out of the package. Take a couple of those Hostess cupcakes, just start eating one, and if somebody looks at you crossways, just throw the other one right at them. Take a whiz in the aisle, whatever. It says toiletries. My reading level isn't that high. I don't know what's going on. Just be a complete ass. Because what do you care, right? And if the police show up, then you have the nice little suicide standoff. And then see where it goes. Joe's mortified. Here's the only thing that cheered me up this week. I was watching, is I didn't have the strength to change the channel. I didn't have the will. Change the channel. There's some Dan Aykroyd movie from the 80s. Just sitting there watching it. Think about what a piece of crap Dan Aykroyd turned out to be. The last time he was. Well, he was funny in Gross Point Blank. And before that, he was funny in Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, I think, was a peak of his career. And then it just went right to just whatever movie script they stuck in front of him and stupid TV show one after the next until he's just a fraud in a shell and an embarrassment to what he was. So what made me smile is Seth Rogen is our Dan Aykroyd. He's not even funny now. But I just, for a second there, I thought about, you know, in another 10 years what he's going to be doing. Just shitty, shitty sitcoms that are written and they stink to high heaven where he's just like the wacky neighbor, just crap you've seen a million times, even worse than he is now. That gave me the strength to go on for another week, thinking about Seth Rogen. He'll be on Hollywood Squares soon. Joe pointed me, are we going to do this right or not? Joe says we are. All right, theoretically then, on the picture of this podcast, you saw some guy in a bed with a bunch of tubes hooked up to him. It's from a story I'm about to read. Joe gave me the heads up on this because he gets the paper at work. But didn't bring it to me, so I had to go and pay 75 cents for a newspaper. I hadn't bought a newspaper in like a year. There's nothing to these things anymore. It's absolute crap. And I don't mean just the stories are crap. I mean, there's hardly any pages here. There's only 12 pages in the front section. 75 cents for this. I could have got, part of a soda. Anyhow, look at that picture as you listen to the podcast, or at least have it in your brain. This is the front page of the journal Sentinel. It says, paralyzed patient wants to remove ventilator, but hospital wants him treated for depression. And the headline is, no easy way to die. Look at the picture of this pathetic fuck. Look at the picture of this guy. I don't even know where to begin. This whole story is sick. The whole thing is sick. That they're talking. I mean, look at this picture. You want to snuff him out. You want to take the pillow and look at the room he's in. First of all, it's painted gray. Could we paint it a happier color? Maybe put some wallpaper up. You know, with some smiling suns, or maybe some football pattern or something. Good Lord, it's gray. The furniture's brown. It's drab. He's got a good grief. Who wouldn't be depressed in this room? And his bed is like a futon. How about you start there? How about you get the poor fucker a bed? You get the poor guy some real furniture. Maybe he won't want to kill himself. Shut up, Joe. I don't have a couch. I've got the back seat of a van. It seemed cool when I was in my 20s. I didn't just put it there because I can't afford a couch. But you know, as life goes on, it's just everything I thought was cool in my 20s now makes me want to kill myself because it's, you know, the line between having a cool apartment when you're 20 and having the apartment of a desperate shut-in is only how old you are. Look at this place. Dan Cruz of Antioch, Illinois, was injured in a car accident at age 3, can barely move. Can move only his head. Now 27, he uses a pointer to change a TV station and gets help from nurses and his mother. He's battling Frederick Hospital because he no longer wants to live. Holy crap! This happened when he was 3? So 24 years, this poor fucker's just been lying there? Can't you... come on. He's got a TV. Didn't he watch Million Dollar Baby? Just swallow your own tongue or something, for fuck's sakes. Age 3. Oh, my God. Dan Cruz wants to die, but he can't. Illinois resident has been paraplegic since he was in a car accident at age 3, paralyzed from the neck down. He can speak, eat, but his diaphragm muscles cannot move air through his lungs. Holy F. Holy mother of F. Oh, he's got one of those chairs. Is that a chair? That's not a chair. Oh, my God, these people. I'm looking in the left-hand corner. I thought it was one of those chairs that fat people sit in because they don't want to walk. It's just the chair has all the equipment that helps him live. The nurses are just, apparently people were too, either too lazy to move his equipment around, so they just stuck it on one of these chairs, or they're just, I mean, if you want to die, I mean, this isn't really making you feel like you've got any sense of permanency, you know? All your life-giving equipment on a temporary fixture that has wheels. So it can be wheeled out at any moment, used for something else. I mean, you're looking at things. They wouldn't even have to call two interns in to move all your crap away that's keeping you alive. The minute you're dead, boom, they just flip the switch and the thing wheels out. Oh my God, this is so depressing. A mechanical respirator, a clear box filled with pumps and tubes, connects his throat and breathes for him. Every day... How should I read this? Huh? All right, I'll try. Every day, Cruz lies in bed for hours, staring at posters of cheerleaders. What? Fuck! Staring at posters of cheerleaders. Can I... Let me... I'm going to... Well, hell. I don't have to read it the right way. This is by Tia Goes, special to the Journal Sentinel. But I'm just going to throw my own words in here. I'm paraphrasing this article. Every day, Cruz lies in bed for hours, staring at posters of cheerleaders he can never touch, watching sports he will never play. What? I didn't even add that part in. I was going to put he will never play, and it says he will never play. Joe, I swear to you, when I said all that stuff I just said about changing words around, I was going to say sports he will never play. That's what it says. Huh? Who's calling me? Get my phone. Why are you calling me? Don't be a dick. I'm on a roll here. Now I screwed my microphone all up trying to read it. Oh. Joe was trying to text me something else to say. They can't hear you, you idiot! How long have we been doing this? Why would you text me something to add? Or you can just blurt it out. Now I gotta shut this... Anyhow, back to this poor hump. Is it... Am I talking at the same... I hate this microphone. Oh, I hate the other one worse. Anyhow. I don't... No, I like the other one. It's just hard to hold stuff and move my hands when I'm talking on that one. He asks his nurses to bring him the telephone, which he pecks at with a stick he holds in his mouth. Why don't they just dial a number for him? These people are sick. No wonder he wants to kill himself. He doesn't want to kill himself because he's been paralyzed. The problem here is the people have been taking care of him. He's in a gray room with brown furniture. His life equipment is on something that can be wheeled right out. And they don't even have to... Why don't they just dial the phone for him? They're making him peck at it with... I'll hold the phone, but for your own dignity, I'm going to let you poke at it with a stick. This is absurd. When he's thirsty, he calls for a nurse or his mom, Cheryl Cruz, who lives with him. So is this his house or the hospital? I guess it'll tell me. They bring a drink and hold a straw up to his mouth for him as he sips. I have no friends. I have no education, no educational prospects. No job prospects. I have no love prospects, he said. All I want is to no longer live like this. No. This is so deliciously sick. Who is who's this woman who wrote this? Tia Goes? You're sick. who's interviewing this poor bastard? What is the point of this article? Actually, I think I may know the point. The point is the story right next to it. They've probably been holding on to this to emphasize the point of the story next to it, which Medicare drug plans need to be revisited. I'm not going to read that because it looks boring, but I'm sure these two stories are side by side for a reason. This poor bastard's plight is just being used to add some sort of weight to whatever this other story is. The whole thing is he is physically incapable of ending his life. I feel like I'm the only person in the country who does not have a way or an option to kill myself, he said. I can't help it. Why doesn't he dial someone to come over and shoot him? Doot, 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 doot. Yeah, I need you to kill me. Does he have the internet? He's got a little laser pointer to change a station. Here's what you do, buddy. If you get on the internet and you're listening to this, then when the nurse has your medicine or a needle or something, point that laser pointer at her eyes. And then she drops something on you that kills you. Hey, I'm a problem solver. I'm just trying, there's something with that laser pointer. Maybe you could point it at something that shorts something out. Maybe when she's walking past the cord, you blast her in the eyes with it, she trips, pulls a plug, knocks herself stupid, and you're dead. For the last year and a half, Cruz has battled Fedor Hespel in Wauwatosa to remove his ventilator. Hospital psychiatrists and mental health professionals say he's depressed. How much schooling did they need for that one? He's depressed. No shit. Where the hell is the thing? Death from page one. Lifestyle dismays patient. Death from page one. Death. Lifestyle dismays patient. Is depressed and must be treated for it before they will consider such an irrevocable step. According to his medical, let us treat you first. What have you been doing for the last 24 years? I mean, is this a recent occurrence? Was up to like age 26, he was just in bed whistling, whistle a happy tune. And then like the last 3 years, this kind of sucks. This is ridiculous. Why haven't they been, the guy's got to file a lawsuit in order to get you to treat him? Why weren't you treating him? He has to, but the good God! Well, at least they're giving him some hope. It must be treated before they will consider such an irrevocable step. So take the treatment, Mr. What the hell's the guy's name again? What the hell happened to the front page? Leslie Nielsen died? Dan. This guy's Dan. Of course. I don't know why that name is funny to me. It just is. Dan. This whole thing is funny. Maybe just... Cruz said his desire to die stems not from his depression, but from his poor quality of life and low odds that it will ever improve. Dan makes a lot of sense here. Although, I think you are depressed, Dan. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, but clearly, I would say you suffer from depression. Nonetheless, Cruz's desire to die is not uncommon for people with spinal cord injuries who often struggle to gain control of their own lives. Their suicide rate is two to six times that of the general population. What? This is absurd. This is absurd. These are statistics we could figure out on our own. People who can't move their arms and legs are more apt to kill themselves. And actually more creative. These people are problem solvers. They can't even move their arms and legs and then manage to kill themselves. Here I am. Every year at Christmas, depressed. Their suicide rate is two to six times that of the general population, depending on their specific situation. Their inability to end their lives themselves often compound their sense of helplessness. holy crap! This story's a whole back page! I'm not reading all this. It'll start going from... I'll keep reading it until it goes from funny back to depressing again. It'll be a nice bookend to the show. To the podcast. Yet stories like Cruz are troubling to disability rights activists. They argue his quality of life doesn't have to be inherently bad. Rather, they say, society doesn't provide the resources for Cruz and others to live a satisfying life. Well, what the hell are we supposed to do about it? Here, Joe, you and I will each move. I'll move his right leg. You move his left leg. We'll get Chris over here to move his arms, and then we'll take him to a nightclub. On paper, those who wish to refuse life-sustaining treatment have more than 100 years of legal precedent behind them, says Norm Frost, a biotheist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. This is ridiculous, too. Norm Foust, a bioethicist at the University of Wisconsin. Some egghead with a pipe and a big bookcase behind him who has a bunch of 22-year-old college students with blue hair who are pouring out of their dress walking past. And here's this poor fuck in a gray room staring at old posters of cheerleaders. This guy's pontificating on his plight. Well, you know, in hospitals around the country, family patients, blah, 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 blah. Here's this poor sack of a human being pontificated on by this guy in a college. Living it up. 21-year-old girls out there whose scholarship depend on his ire or kind eye pouring out of their shirts. Oh, what a contrast. Doesn't think this is funny anymore. It's hysterical. Everybody, this poor fuck, that he's our, they don't even look at him as a human. That's the problem. He's a statistic. He's one of some demographic. The guy's pontificating about his rights and whatnot. Here, this poor bastard he has to poke a phone with a stick. He's not human to them. That's the problem. If he was a human being to them, they would either let him kill himself or hang out for a while and read him a newspaper. Not this. I wouldn't recommend this one. But you know what I mean? And that's, I mean, I'm halfway through the story. He hasn't said, he already said he has no friends. How about one of these douchebags goes over there and now watches a ball game with him or something? Give me this guy's address. I'm going to send him some books. I mean, something. What the hell? Well, I'm not going to go visit him. The two of us? Give me a break. It'll be a dual suicide. Or he'll find, after spending several afternoons with me, he will find the will to move his arms to kill me. God, won't you shut up? I'm sick of your bitch. Courts have nearly universally recognized that right. The right to kill yourself, says Laura Leitich, general counsel to the Wisconsin Hospital Association. But Cruz isn't a cancer patient in hospice care. Other than needing a ventilator to breathe, he is young and has no other life-threatening conditions. Go hang out in that room for a while. Good God, we don't like to see. I'm blowing through this article now because I can't do the whole thing. I'll start feeling bad, and I'm in a good mood now, laughing at this guy. We don't like to see people with disabilities decide not to go on, said Art Carplin, a biotheist at the University of Pennsylvania. Another one! Another biotheist! Another guy who refuses to grow up and refuses to leave the college campus because, God forbid, the women might start getting older. And people will put up roadblocks and try to slow that process in every way they can. What process? Yeah, maybe something I blew through. Whatever. Another guy who doesn't view this guy as a human being. Where are you? Have you sent him an email or a letter? Gradual decline. Gradual decline. This should be good for a laugher. Here's some good holiday reading to pick our spirits up. Gradual decline. Cruz received a $4 million settlement after the car accident that left him paralyzed 24 years ago. He graduated from high school, earned an associate's degree from the College of Lake County, and longed to be a criminal prosecutor. But he said he had no education. Didn't I read? Yeah, he said he had no education. He's a liar. I bet he can walk. Lies. Lying bastard. Get up. Get out of here. I'm not spoon-feeding you anymore. But once he realized the logistical difficulties of schooling away from home, he let his courtroom dream slip away, he said. Well, that's kind of sad. I mean, because he could have kept schooling. It kind of seems like he just kind of lost the will to deal with it anymore. The money allows him to employ two nurses and live with his mother in his own house. Wow, it's his own house. It is his own house, and he just painted it gray. this would be a great house to go into for that that show on ABC. The guy's got money. They could go in and upgrade his house. What's that called? Not Home Improvement. You know, where they go in, Ty Pennington comes in with a crew, and then they rebuild your house. It'd be tough getting him out of the house, though, to do it while he's gone. That's the only problem. They'd have to do it when he's sleeping. They could take. Here's what they could do, Joe. They could pretend that they could tell him they're taking him to an attorney, or they're taking him to die. Right, and then when they get there, the attorney doesn't show up. They go, "Oh, sorry." And then they take him home, and then surprise! Look, we put a mobile up on your wall of a bunch of footballs and some model airplanes. Well, when they put him back in bed, everybody cheers. There's a Coca-Cola commercial. The credits roll, and then he sits there again for another 24 years. Huh? The money. He spends all day watching television. A few hours in the morning in bed, and a few hours sitting upright in a broken chair. Why doesn't he buy a new chair? He got $4 million. Why doesn't he become a day trader or something? Well, I mean, look, there's people who sit... The hell with this guy. There's people who do this all day anyhow. They can walk. They find the will to go on. I'm being facetious, but I mean, you should get into day trading or something. Or, you know, I'm sure... If he got on, $4 million, he could get some sort of headgear made up that he blows into to get the Pac-Man thing to go around the screen or something. I don't know. I haven't played a video game, but maybe something. I mean, there's people who do nothing but sit around all day and find ways to be happy. You know, I mean, I understand that he can't, so he's never going to be happy. But, you know, I mean, I realize the difference. Joe, don't look at me like that. I realize the difference between somebody who's just a lazy fuck and somebody who's stuck that way, but, I mean, somebody could be going in there and giving this guy some options to not have such a shitty life. Instead of going to a couple of eggheads in college dorms with, like, the jacket on with the little leather pouches on the sleeves who wrote a bunch of stupid books. How about somebody goes in there and takes some of his money to get some on a day trading? That would be exciting, at least. You know, or play, get some kind of rig so he can play Doom or Tomb Raider or something. Joe's mocking me because I don't know any video games. Most days he sees only his nurses and his mom. Crew's parents are divorced and his father is remarried. Financial concerns also have arisen. The amount of money he received right from the start was designed for a 20-year lifespan, and it's already been 24 years. I don't think anybody thought he would make it this long, his father acknowledged. God! Wah! Cruz wants to leave what's left of the money to his mother as a legacy. Oh, God, this is... Now it's getting depressing. We're just about over, Joe. At least if I were gone, I'd know she'd have enough money to take care of herself for the rest of her life. Well, what does she do for a living? He's got two nurses. She doesn't need to be hanging around. Before the money runs out, his best bet was to apply for Medicaid and have the program pay for his nursing care. But, uh-oh. What did I say when I started this? Huh? What did I say when I started this? It would all go back to the story that's on the right-hand side of the other thing. Didn't I? These sick fucks at the Journal. These sick bastards. They're using this poor bastard. I told you it would all go down to something... I told you. Now I'm half tempted to read the other thing to see how much they intertwine. But to qualify, you'd have to be broke. To see this right in there. They've been trying to make the case that Medicare and Medicaid should be for higher income brackets. And it's all part of the government healthcare thing they're trying to push. Ugh, sick. Oh, I lost my place now. The one way to get around this requirement is to put his money in a special needs trust set up, blah, 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 blah. With my life being so guarded that I can't have much privacy, there's always people watching over me. I wanted one thing I control, he said. And unlike in Wisconsin, Illinois' Medicaid, see, it's all going into this now. This is all just a pap gloss job for whatever they're pushing for Medicaid. That's sick. His father is torn. As a Catholic, he doesn't agree but with Cruz's wishes, he said. But from my father's point of view, I truly understand, he said. I think the life challenges have been mounting on him constantly. I think the life challenges have been mounting on him consistently to where, quite frankly, he's lost the will to live under the conditions he's in. Well, who wouldn't? And where the hell are you? You and your wife. Why isn't somebody coming to visit this guy? Oh, is this depressing? And this is going to be me, Joe. No one's going to come and visit me one day. Be me lying in a bed. I just want to be a paraplegic. A gray room with with crappy furniture. And... ugh. This isn't a shadowy vision of the future. This is a bad shadowy vision of next Tuesday. Oh, brother. I better stop reading this. I'm going to blow to the end. Jack Kevorkian, the rally shouldn't have to live this way. Arguments, His mother, His mother said his discontent is plain to see. I can put myself into his shoes every day, because he can't stop me. He just lies there, and look at me, I'm in shoes walking. Woo, walking in shoes. it doesn't say that. I can put myself into his shoes every day. At least someone's using him. No, I didn't. I can put myself into his shoes every day, and he's just not happy anymore, she said. Well, no shit. Jeez. It's depressing. Well, there you go. Nice bookend. We started depressed, got a little angry, had some laughs, and now we're depressed again. Happy holidays! Gross. What a gross, sick story that was. And that's the Journal Sentinel. Using this poor... first off, the whole thing is just... I need a shower. Huh? I'm sicker than the Journal... you're the one who gave this to me! You read this whole thing and still handed it to me. You're the sickest person involved in this thing. Hey, you give a gun to a monkey and the monkey shoots someone. You don't blame the monkey. In the words of the immortal Gary Meyer. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, think.